Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All aboard!
Shitty with audio, but that was the in-stadium sound of your Drake May throwing his first touchdown to Kayshon Boutte. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. We got him. We finally got our guy. Everyone's really amped about it. It's the Malcolm Go podcast, October 16th, on a Wednesday, following Drake May's first game in the Throwbies. A lot going on in Patriot land. First of all, Tyler, KP, fresh off flying, I don't know. What did you call it? Formation?
It's called formation.
He was living in formation, like Beyonce said. Both remote. So we had a lot of action in Patriots world this last week. I mean, Drake looked good. Stadium was a little quiet, but that touchdown to Kayshon was... dare I say, the most exciting play in the last 4 or 5 years as a New England Patriots fan, especially in stadium.
I mean, let's dial it back here.
Name one. Tyler. Name one.
Duggar pick six. We had a Duggar pick six.
No, the Marcus Jones punt return to win the game was the best.
I'll give you that one.
Why are we acting like, all right, he made a few, like, I get, like, I'm kind of excited for him, but, like, he did what? He had 3 turnovers?
He had 2 turnovers. One was his fault. I would say
the blind side.
The first interception was his fault.
The second interception was a ridiculous was his fault play. Too. No, not really. I mean, he was sacked on a guy that got in 1 second. From
the front side.
Sure. Okay. I'll give you that.
It's a front side sack. Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
I don't like fucking
lose the ball.
Time.
No, but listen.
Like, I'm just, I get, okay, but I'm after, excited, but
here's the thing.
We're declaring him Andrew Luck after 1 week. It's like, we lost the game by 1,000 points.
The defense is dog shit. But I'll say this. Listen, Drake May looked comfortable. He's athletic, and he makes exciting plays. That's what I'm saying.
The defense was not – the offense went 3-0 the first 3 possessions.
Shut up. The defense was absolutely – Stephon Diggs made Christian Gonzalez look like a fucking rookie. Knock it off.
But Stephon Diggs sees a Patriots jersey and just turns into superhuman.
He lights us up.
Yeah. He's so good. And Tank Dell was cooking.
Like that, but you can't say that. That's when you have to change back your strategy. Like, they didn't have a set. They have Tank Dell, who also torched us. But, like, you have to double team Tank Dell. I mean, you have to double team Stephon Diggs and put fucking Gonzalez on Tank Dell. That's Belichick 101. I mean, what are we doing?
I mean, Diggs had 6 catches for 77 yards. Like, and a touchdown. He had a good game.
And a touchdown.
Yeah, and a touchdown. He had a good game, but, like, Gonzalez was okay on him. He wasn't,
Gonzalez would have shut down Tank Dell, and then they could have double teamed Stephon Diggs.
And they had a third option. The Tank Dell touchdown by with John Jones in coverage was perfect coverage. That was
great.
Stroud was throwing balls that, like, you're like, the only place they could have placed it was right to his guy, and he kept doing that over and over again. But I don't know. I just thought the offense left the defense out to dry.
I disagree. I think Drake May put up 21 points. It wasn't that was the most points. He threw more touchdowns than Jacoby Brissett did all season.
What did they have going into half? He threw that one touchdown pass in the half, but they had 3 points, right?
They were down by 0 points.
And it was 14-0. But it was...
Yeah, it was 14. The whole first half, the offense, the defense was on the field the entire first half. Like, that was
I don't
bad
know. I don't
offense.
Think so. I mean, the Patriots drove the ball a few times with Drake May without getting, didn't complete, third down.
14-7.
Rushing. They couldn't run the ball at all. They have their best offensive lineman is a guy that they picked up on Thursday. Back again to fucking the inability to build an offensive line.
All right, let me just give you the
Wolf
first
picking
six
guys off.
Let me give you the first six drives.
Starters off of fucking practice squads on Wednesdays. It's insane.
The first six drives, Patriots 3 plays, yes. 2 plays, two 5 plays, oh, six okay. plays, 5 plays, six
Those are
plays.
Sustained drives.
Like, what are we talking about here? Like, these are pathetic drives. These are there's.
It's your quarterback's first NFL. Listen, Mac Jones literally shit himself. I don't, maybe not literally, but possibly literally on his first NFL play. He turned around, did a 360, and threw it into a Miami Dolphins hips. Like, that was right in front of him. Drake May did not look out of place.
No, he looked fine.
Like, he looked exciting, and he looked like he could play with the big boys.
I honestly think that this game would have been tighter with Brissett, which is crazy, but like...
I disagree. I think they would have got shut out with Brissett. I got the opposite feel.
Well, they turned the ball over. They gave them 21 points off turnovers. They started with the ball like twice inside our own 20.
I say Drake May made one mistake. The second one was tipped, and the guy made a ridiculous catch around the guy's body. The first one was obviously a horrendous interception, and that's to be expected out of a rookie. And then the fumble, I mean, you can't say the fucking Jacoby Brissett wouldn't have fumbled. He's fumbled already this year. I mean, same thing.
Has he fumbled?
He
has one turnover.
So what? He's been fumbling fucking constantly. Maybe he only lost one.
If Jacoby Brissett plays the game, the final score is 41-3.
I would have said no. I don't think they would have scored 14. The Texans.
Drake May put up the best stats against them all year.
They had the most passing yards in the season. Drake
that game was a blowout. Like, we can't. Yeah, I don't know why everyone keeps saying that. It's like, oh, the yards are great. It's like we were getting blown out and we were throwing the ball at the end of a game. Like, why is this
not
impressive?
Necessarily. I mean, they could have scored right at the end and they fucking just shut it down. He threw a long touchdown to Pop Douglas. The game was still kind of in reach. Obviously, the long pass to Kayshon Boutte was in reach. So that's like 100 yards right there in passing that. On two plays, we're still in
the Boutte ball was perfect. Getting Pop Douglas the ball is definitely good. Like, I do like
a
lot myself, but like,
touchdown.
That's insane.
Yeah, his first touchdown as a Patriot, and then that was how it went. Like, that looked so easy. A slant inside that, by the way, Jacoby Brissett has been missing all year, and fucking Drake May hit him in stride, one on one. Plus, fucking that Boutte pass was one on one against a top five pick last year, Stingley. That's fucking nothing to sneeze at. Boutte's got skills.
That Boutte ball was beautiful.
I want to bring up the fact that Kayshon Boutte with that late separation. Did anybody pick up on that?
Yeah, I tweeted it.
The late separation, you saw it? Like the ball's coming in and he fucking all of a sudden burst out to 3 yard separation.
And that was against Stingley too. That wasn't against some schmuck.
No, I said that just now. You might have heard.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Yeah. I didn't hear. That's on me.
I just don't know. I just don't. The excitement level for me, like, I'm not. I don't know if, like, I'm not just going to declare Drake May, like, the guy.
Okay. listen, you're getting a little bit harder and harder to please these days. But listen, I'm not going to say he's the guy, but he led the team in rushing. A team that can't run the ball, that can barely pass block. He threw efficiently, threw three touchdowns, two great ones. One was obviously a design play where he did it exactly how he was supposed to. I was drawn up. He ran the ball well. He protected the ball as best he could. He made one stupid mistake. And fucking the defense gave up 200 yards rushing. I mean, that's not a fucking Patriots defense. They gave up 250-yard plus runs.
They were on the field all day. Held Stroud to under 200 yards passing.
The moment the game started, they were getting cooked. What are we talking about?
Because the offense went 3-0 in the first three possessions. Like, you can't play defense like that.
This is the NFL. Fucking figure it out. Be better.
Yeah, I know. Get a first down on offense. Figure it out. How hard is
make
that?
It a,
we
make
have the
it
worst
a...
offensive coordinator in the league. Our players that are getting arrested by officers. Other ones are arguing with
we're the early 90s
in the
Patriots.
Media.
Buddy, Christian, I always watched that video. I just saw his tweet. We should get into that. But like I just saw his tweet and I was like, what is this nonsense?
I gotta go watch the video here.
So watch the video. And this is not like he's lucky he didn't get fucking shot or tased. He was fucking first of all, he was yelling at the police. And that's no crime. But then he's fumbling around with like shit on the ground in his car. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Something happen earlier? Like also he was driving with an unregistered car with no license plate on it.
Yeah, in the dark, in Providence, where in a high narcotics area, where the cops are waiting, with fully tinted windows. I mean,
at 1 a.m., why was he doing this at 1 a.m.? I'm watching the video right now. I'd have shot his ass.
No, Jesus.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. Shoot anybody.
What are you doing? He's like reaching under a seat.
I was like, okay, what's he doing?
I'm not saying I would. I came out wrong. If they would have.
That's kind of what you said.
I think they would have gotten away with it. I think they would have gotten away with it.
What? Why is it getting away with it? Getting away with what? What would they get away with?
We got another one.
What the fuck are you talking about right now?
Listen, we need our best player. Is fucking. First of all, what are you doing?
Why is
Providence?
He out at 1 a.m.? He's got blood clots. What are we doing?
Well, apparently the blood clot. Somebody said he was cruising for marijuana in a state that you can just buy it at fucking 7-Eleven. I don't know. I don't know. Julius, Real Peppers does cocaine. Maybe he was out there getting cocaine. Who the fuck knows? They're all fucking
Peppers is gone for fucking, hours.
They're all getting zooted on their time off. I don't know. What is maybe he's getting, behind the counter blood clot medicine in Providence. Nothing good happens in Providence after fucking 1 a.m. I promise you that.
Yeah, no, that place stinks.
No.
And then, I mean, that was like just a disaster. So like, and then add that to Polk with Mayo saying that Polk needs to get – he has some mental – what did he say? He has some mental health issues.
He fucking had two easy catches he just dropped.
Yeah, and then Mayo came on the media and said that Polk is dealing with mental health issues. And Polk was like –
health or mental issues?
What, either one. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, shut up.
Like,
no, I'm not.
Anxiety. You're going to tell everybody about it?
But he was like,
I just took Zoloft. You got to fucking put it out to the media. I don't know.
He's like, actually, I'm fine, and I'm just dealing with it.
Is that what he said? I didn't know. I didn't read that. I read it as like he's just going through some mental stuff right now because when you start dropping the balls, then maybe you're just mentally like overthinking it. I didn't take it as like he was fucking on Paxil and fucking having a breakdown for being far from home. Who knows though? KP, can you stop having feedback in your fucking bumpkin house? This fucking kid. I mean, you would think he'd have better hearing for fucking a guy that flies planes all day.
What do you mean? I think he'd have worse hearing because it's so loud. You
exactly.
Can't believe
how
loud.
You might be able to hear your fucking vibrations. Pick up your vibrations.
I'll vibrate you. Shut your fucking mouth. Yeah. Drake May was awesome. I'm not listening to Tyler. Tyler's a hater.
Listen,
Drake's going to go
all
to
I want.
Drake's
I'm
gonna
not
go to London.
Hating. I'm
was
just...
a little excitement, okay, to make the season pass, okay?
And
that's
and he
what
didn't
I got.
Fucking die. And he didn't die. He moved around. He was pretty good in the pocket.
There'll be excitement if we win this game this week.
I
if they can beat Jacksonville this week,
game,
I'll get excited.
I think this is the Drake May coming out parties this week. And I think the Jacksonville Jaguars leave Doug Peterson in fucking London. Same way that Saleh got canned after London. I think Drake May is going to end Doug Peterson's NFL coaching career. Just like he broke my dreams of Tom Brady's Super Bowl over the Eagles, we're going to ruin his life and end his career. It's going to be pleasant for me. How about Tom Brady, by the way, becoming owner of the Raiders? Fucking, how would I still cannot get over how Bill, I mean, this had to have been like a Bob Kraft idea. Like, Bob Kraft, they made him seem like he was like the NFL media obviously come out and was like, oh, how about this? You have to be like, you know, like brought up, kind of like, I don't know, you have to be vouched for by NFL owners. So somebody has to bring you up. And of course, the Patriots brought up Brady and Richard Seymour to become owners of the Raiders. But I think they did. They just don't want them to be part owners of the Patriots, obviously. Like, the smartest move to do, not for Brady, because obviously the obvious tax benefits of owning the Raiders is substantial. But, like, obviously you want to keep your best ever player involved in your organization. Not necessarily, like, an old school rival, but not like a New Day rival. But, I mean, what the fuck are you doing? You're letting him own the Raiders? You can't give the guy 5%. Let my man wet his beak a little, Bob. I mean,
he's gonna hire Bill, and it's gonna be the worst.
I bet you Bill would love to coach the Raiders because he loved Al Davis.
Well, that's what rumors has it from Kirk Minahan that Brady wants to hire.
Talk about people that are on Paxil, Kirk Minahan.
I'll tell you what, first of all, 5% ownership of the team doesn't allow you to hire a coach, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's a little different when you're just like some like tech dork that gets 5% ownership, and then when you're Tom Brady, you have a little more say.
I'd say, well, then explain this to me, Tom. If he's such a good coach, then why the fuck did you leave? Why did you want to leave so much? You think he's going to build your culture with no quarterback in fucking Vegas? Like, he's just going to all of a sudden build a new culture, and he's 78 years old. He's got a 12-year-old girlfriend, for Christ's sakes. What are we doing? He's not going to fucking show up and just rebuild a Las Vegas culture. A team that hasn't won since fucking they were in the Super Bowl in 2002. You know what I mean? I don't think they've been to the playoffs since. Maybe they have once. And all of a sudden, Bill's going to come in, rebuild it from scratch. I mean, his first fucking hire would be offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, who they fucking despise. Like, no, how's that going to work? Matt Patricia's going to come?
Probably go hire his son, all of his sons back.
Yeah, and as then a D coordinator.
He would go get Mayo to be his D coordinator. And then we would be stuck with, and then Matt Slater would be head coach with Donta Hightower.
I'd fucking rather that at this point.
I would, yeah, what's wrong with Matt Slater as head coach?
Slater's got head coach vibes, by the way. I bet you he's the sweetest man, but I guarantee you he's a hard ass. He knows everything about football too, and he's a super genius. You know, you can bring Jackie Slater. First of all, what does the offensive line coach do, by the way? I want
Who
him
is
fucked.
He? Like, that guy does nothing. We
he's
just
dog.
Bring
I know he's working with, like, Play-Doh and trying to mold, like, fucking the Statue of David, but it's dog shit. By the way, that metaphor was elite that it was fucking put together just now. That just came right off the dome. Good. But anyway, yeah, he's dog shit. The offensive coordinator, I don't know what happened, like, to the Browns. Is it Joe Flacco that was that good? Because the Browns literally just lost Alex Van Pelt, and then they just imploded. And then
they
Patriots
also don't have Nick
Van
Chubb.
Pelt. He sucks. Yeah, but Chubb. Nick I Chubb. Mean, he's the runner. I mean, they run a zone scheme. I mean, I guess Chubb.
He was the best running back in football like the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's got fucked up. I don't know. He's got fucked up knees.
Yeah,
I mean,
but his leg.
Yeah, and then he got
his leg broke off his body. That was
but
insane.
That guy Jerome or Jeremy Ford's good too. I mean, he's good enough. I mean, what have we been saying for the last 50 years that running backs are just interchangeable? Like, you got one tier that's like elite, okay, Nick Chubb, and then you have like A+, and then everybody else is just a B. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's like Chubb, McHenry, and Chubb, McCaffrey, and Henry.
Yeah, and then
and everybody
else
I
like
think is
a viable replacement. I mean, McCaffrey got hurt, and the other guy leads the league leads the NFL. The guy that replaced him.
He's definitely good, but, like, McCaffrey is still light years better than him.
Yeah, I mean, at receiving, but like I said, the guy that replaced him leads the NFL in rushing, so it's not that big of a difference.
No. I don't know. I hate this offense coordinator.
I don't know what he does.
I don't know. There was a Kurt Warner tweet.
I don't think Gerard Mayo understands head coach. I think he literally thinks he's, like, just like he's just like the top of the totem pole, but like he doesn't run anything. He's just like kind of around. Like, I think he just brings groups together and, like, holds meetings. He's, like, one of those guys. Yeah. Like, he doesn't do anything with the offense. He doesn't do anything with the defense. Maybe he has a little bit of input. But, like, he doesn't have any – he doesn't give you any direction. You know what I mean? Maybe he probably has a little bit more direction with the defense. But I guarantee you he gives zero direction to the offense. And that 100% is Van Pelt.
I get the vibe that he takes a lot of, like, oh, this is what Bill did bad, and we're going to reverse that, but doesn't take that much of what Bill did good.
Because he doesn't know how to do it. Nobody knows how to coach it except Bill. And then fucking for Robert Kraft to come out in his fucking podcast, 85-year-old, can I get a Patriot fucking person that's not on a podcast once? Can somebody just shut the fuck up? Like, why does every single Patriot have to be on TV and on fucking a podcast at all times during the day? I mean, Bob Kraft sitting in barbershops with fucking LeBron James. I mean, what are we doing? He's going to be out there saying, well, I gave Bill too much power. He was winning Super Bowls every fucking year. He deserved more power, if anything. He should fucking own the team. If it was up to me. Fucking, I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, what do you mean? If I was Bob, I would take jabs too. It's not like Bill's not taking these subtle jabs. Because Bill,
he's not giving
Bill's
anything.
Bill's also, by the way.
I don't know if anybody caught Bill, that.
Bill's also like super online now, and I fucking hate it. I can't stand it.
And he's crushing it in the media. Crushing it.
Yeah, he's good in the media. He's elite.
How much do you think he makes? He's going to be making like $30 million this year.
All the gigs, he's got like two podcasts. He's on the fucking Manning cast. He's on NFL Network doing a show. I mean, he's got to be making, yeah, I'm sure like $15 million between all of it. And fucking probably writing a book in the background, scouting. He's helping his son fucking at Washington. I mean,
so
killing it.
That's not going well. Washington fucking stinks.
Yeah, but they lost Kurt Warner. Coach.
Yeah, they also lost like 40 transfers. Kurt Warner had a tweet this week. He's like, I just watched the Patriots offensive film. He goes, I don't understand why. I've never seen like an offense be so simplistic. Yeah. He's like, what are they running over there? It's like, oh no, our coach is a dummy. We have a big fat Kurt Warren. Dummy. Listen,
we had the same. They said the same shit about fucking McDaniel's offense, and the same shit about fucking.
They weren't saying that about
Patricia.
McDaniel's offense. Like,
well, yes, it was. I mean, it was always.
Oh, they said it about Patricia.
Well,
sure.
Patricia, it was always about the fucking the spacing and all the fucking. And the guys running into each other. I mean, the guys were running into each other with the Patricia offense. Like, I mean, they were literally Pop Warner kids running face first into each other. I don't think it's that bad. It's just uninteresting. Like, I mean, the one-on-one go ball, that worked. I don't know. I mean, yeah, they need a better offensive coordinator, and that's kind of on Drake May to showcase his talent, to attract one. Because maybe that after this year, they can bring in fucking Nick Cayley or something like that, because Van Pelt is just not the guy. He's a stopgap. But then you don't want to get into this situation where you're fucking cycling through coaches and you all of a sudden ruin a coach. You know what I mean?
That's weird. I mean,
what's buzzing? It sounds like somebody's getting texts every 2 seconds.
I just plugged my phone in.
Phone. Okay,
that was my phone.
I'm gonna fly to Texas and smash it with a hand.
It was about to die. I just saw it was 2%. I saved the day.
I wish you got one of those fucking Hamas phones.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what my Iraqi friends?
Fucking dick blows off on the podcast. Everything.
I got something funny. I have two Iraqi kids in my class, and we were talking today. We were talking about Obama, and then they were like, do you know what Obama is in Iraq? I was like, what are you talking about? It's the old Buicks, like the old beat-up Buicks. They call those Obamas. Because they're gonna
understand that bit.
I don't know, like you laughing at your joke harder than us.
the joke that you told the Iraqi and made a joke out of it. You definitely.
Nah, they told
up.
Me they were like, we call our old ghetto Buick car. That's the Obama. I was like, God damn.
I remember when they used
funny.
To call the.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Like they're shitty cars that they were gifted or something.
Yeah, that's what they think the ghetto is those. So they think Obama's ghetto. They also love Trump, which I submitted my ballot for Kamala today. So
yeah, you had to. You got to do that. You got to keep that border work going as best you can.
I'm with her. So, Tim Walz is a proud veteran. It all matters to me.
I mean, I would let Tim. I would 100% let Tim Walz call the offense at this point. Like, what are we talking about?
He's good.
We can bring Coach Walz back. I'm in. The ball coach.
So
the old ball coach, man.
But like you were just talking about cycling the offensive coordinators. judging by how things are going and like the way, like, I mean, Mayo's blaming Belichick for the roster. They're yelling at the players.
I wanted to fucking come through my
TV. They're doing this. They're doing that. Like, the 100%, like, if the offense isn't good and we end up like 1-15, like, we're firing coordinators. Somebody. Like, yeah. We're not. But it's not going to be Mayo's fault. It's not going to be. Wolf's fault.
No, because they're going to give them a 1-year thing. And it's the same thing with politics. It's always the same. It's the fucking first 2 years, you just blame the last guy forever.
Yeah.
It's all they're going to do. So it doesn't even matter. So, like, they could do whatever they want. I mean, Elliott Wolf, I mean, you could rebuild an offensive line in an offseason. I saw Bill Belichick do it. He literally did the exact same thing from 2000-2001. I mean, he was there for 1 year, but he had so much fucking, like, over the cap. He had to dump everybody, drafted Woody, like, brought in Mike Compton, drafted Matt Light. He built an offensive line in one offseason.
We also signed every one of Bill's players. So, like, you're complaining about the roster. Every single guy you signed this offseason was a Bill player. Like, you didn't bring in anyone at any position.
That's not true. Bedarian Lowe was a good pickup.
Yeah.
No, he was
a Belichick
trade.
I'll give him that. That was a Belichick trade, but he was your best left tackle so far. Out of the litany of dog shit, he has been the best one. And then again, he gets hurt in the game. Some left guard gets hurt in the game. Then they again picked up some guy from the Green Bay Packers practice squad. They're like, oh, you're a fifth string center? How'd you like to be our starting left tackle, bud? Because that's exactly what we're doing. That's the Patriots. I mean, Jacksonville doesn't have much of a defense, but they still have like that Josh Allen guy, and he's fucking fast and can destroy a game. So, I mean, we have no offensive line. The guys that we had are worse, and the guys that we didn't have are shitty. So, like, Onwenu sucks now. David Andrews is out. I don't even know who else played on the offensive line before. Like,
how you even
the only one guy
to...
sucks that I
Onwenu's. Owenos played like he's playing like right guard. He's played next to 9 people so far.
I get
like on right tackle and left and center. There's been like 9 different guys. Like, how do you expect him to be good at all?
I expect him to hold his own, especially at right tackle, where he like you're mainly responsible for the edge rusher, and he's been bad at that because he's too fat and slow. So he's supposed to be a right guard. And he's not doing that tremendously well. He, like, I get it. Like, the center calls the protections, and the center changes every single week. But even when Andrews was there, it wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how you don't even come close to addressing the offensive line this year. And
well, the fucking moves he made were ridiculous. The first free agent you signed was the guy from the Steelers who just quit after one game. Like, Chuck's a Weka for. They signed him in, like, February. We're like, you can be the left tackle. Fuck it. Like, they could have – there was other guys. Like, Cincinnati Bengals left tackles left. No superstars unless you were going to try and pay fucking Tyron Smith, but he's 40, right? So you weren't going to try and keep a guy and give him a multi-year deal. And so you get Tyron Smith.
Yeah, but why not? Jets,
but, like, you could have traded for someone. You could have traded up in the draft for someone, and instead of getting Jalen Polk, who's like, okay, he's good, decent, but he's not fucking. You didn't have to get him in the top of the second round.
Yeah, but why not trade? Why not sign like a veteran left tackle? Who are we paying? We're not paying anyone.
No, they have $60 million. Are going to roll over, and there's like not even any. I don't even think there's many left tackles free agents next year. Like, you got to hope that maybe you can go and fucking trade for whoever Cleveland's left tackle is right now.
No, you've got an elite tackle draft class coming though. Just trade down.
Like, they said that nobody's even worth a top 5 pick. I've been reading.
Yeah, you fucking trade down and just get one of the mid round guys, and he'll be.
But here's the issue with that: like, who's? This is one of those drafts where, like, okay, one player's good, and everyone's like excited about one guy. So if you get the number one pick, maybe people call. But like, who's gonna cut? Who want? What do you want for the second pick?
People are going for Travis Hunter.
No,
that's what I just said.
Yeah, but we do this every year, and then like everyone
hypes.
By the time the draft rolls around, everyone gets excited about all the quarterbacks and some weird cornerback who's good, and everyone wants everyone. And they'll be able to trade out of it. We're gonna have the
you'll be able to trade out of it, but I don't think you'd be able to get as much as you would think. Like if you, like this year, if you had the number one pick and it was Caleb Williams, you know, and then it was fucking May and fucking what's his face, they would have been able to get a lot more than, say, next year when Shedeur Sanders is the number one quarterback.
Yeah, well, number one is, but if we were to trade the number three pick this year, it's probably going to be the equivalent to the number one next year. Like, we'll still be able to get multiple first rounders.
We'll be able to get this year's first round and next year's first round if it's
and another one long enough. You get three.
No fucking way. For what? It depends on how high you're going to jump. Like, if somebody's jumping from the 20s, okay. But if it's like from 10 to 3, no way. It'd be like this year and next year and maybe a seventh rounder or something. I don't know. But whatever. That's for another, that's a whole other chat. But
look, if we don't win this week, it's going to get ugly, I think.
They still have Tennessee, but like there's a couple games they can win. I mean, the Jets at home, weird. They could win. They could beat Miami on the road if they get fucking better. You know, who knows? I mean, Drake May,
I just think that where the locker room is like in a weird spot. So like if you lose going to London and come back and
nothing to play for.
Yeah, it's just the locker room.
You already got two arrests under your belt.
I don't know. I just think it could get. I just think there's no. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I mean, I like May.
Is like Javon Baker on fucking Instagram, fucking mocking the police, like getting in trouble. Hasn't played since. I mean, Christian Barmore is by far your best player.
What did Baker do?
Remember, he was like in Logan Airport, and like the guy, you know how like at Logan Airport when you're picking people up, they're like, "You can't stay here. You can't stay here. You got to keep going." You know what I mean? When you pick people up.
Yeah, the like, stadies tell you not.
Yeah, he was
not,
like busting his balls, and he was like fucking live streaming it. So like that was right before the season started. He hasn't played since. Fucking, you know, now your best player, Barmore, is out, is fucking rolling around with expired license plates in Providence at night. Jabril Peppers is fucking getting caught with cocaine. I mean, it's just going great, tremendously great. People are arguing in the media. Jalen Polk, Devon Go.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Podchaw saying whatever he wants. Everybody's got a fucking podcast. I mean, how am I supposed to compete with podcasts? How are we to compete in the podcast landscape, Patriot landscape, when fucking current Patriots have podcast where they can just talk about anything with all the guests, everybody on the team. You can talk about whatever you want because there's nothing off limits anymore. They can just talk about it. They can say what Gerard's fucking eating for lunch, how
good
big
because
shits
it's 2024 and we should not have boundaries and we're all equals.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's really fucking affecting my business model of fucking talking.
You know what I'm excited about? I get to roll. Arkansas plays 6 p.m. on Saturday, and I get to roll straight into Patriots coffee game at 8:30. It's going to be electric.
I'll tell you what, Patriots 9:30 game is good. It gets it right out of the way. I'd love to be at
get it
game.
Out of the way.
I'd love to be at London for a pint. Ooh, wait a minute.
Where are the fellas playing? They're playing in Tottenham?
I don't think so. I think they're going to play in Tottenham. We'll see.
Couple mimosas. What are we thinking? How was the tailgate, by the way? We need to get into that. Tony's just so happy. Just smile on his face.
I know what's happening. I know what's happening. I think I have something to do with it.
Yeah, there he is.
Are you serving the community right now?
On the pod?
Yep. Oh, I'm on.
Did you see the Barmore video? What did you think of it? What'd you make of it?
I was fucking
incredulous.
On Twitter with I've been hot on the snake.
I know you have.
I'm officially accidentally on the record saying I probably would have pulled the trigger.
You did say that. Accidentally on the record.
Fucking some guy was like, oh yeah, I don't know what did Barrymore tweet?
He said like the racist police poorly. In Providence or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Some like this guy's like six cops for one guy. Yeah, the tweet is accurate. I'm like, he's fucking
seven
an
feet
NFL
tall. Yeah.
350-pound guy who hits people for a fucking living. I would have called the fucking army if I was dealing with him.
Also, like three NFL offensive linemen have trouble blocking him.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's the equivalent of like a 90-pound girl trying to arrest me. Like, it's not the same. I mean, they're not going to be able to handle him the same way that this girl couldn't handle me unless she was a jiu-jitsu expert.
No, and then what happens? You have to shoot him, and then it's even more racist.
Well, that's what I mean. He was fumbling around on the ground of this car. I'm like, what's happening right now? That's exactly the opposite how you're supposed to be handling an interaction with the police, especially at 1 a.m. after you've been yelling at them.
But you're also like an all-pro NFL player in the region. Like, I think you could have probably explained, hey, I'm Christian Barmore, guys. Yeah, like,
he did
I'm coming
say
back
it.
Soon.
He says, I'm Christian Barmore. I play for the Patriots.
Yeah, that doesn't carry any water when you're 1-5.
I guess. I mean, listen, if we were on a Super Bowl run, I would just let him go. Good funny story. When the old Saugus Sachems were in the midst of a hockey run going to the state finals, my brother stole my dad's truck, had been, a little part.
I remember this.
Yeah. So I'm in college my freshman year. Now, given Saugus Sachems were a powerhouse back in the early 2000s. I mean, I think they won 3 out of 4 state hockey titles. And they were beating the big boys. And we were Division II school, beating fucking Catholic schools. And my brother was a decent player on the team. And, you know, he's wearing his hockey jacket. He decides he's going to steal my dad's truck with his girlfriend in the back. And it's he's like 14, I want to say, maybe 15. Obviously, no license. He takes the car. I'm at college. My parents are in Florida. And my grandparents supposed to be watching them. Obviously, he was doing whatever he wanted to do. He said they were up, you know, partying. He had his girlfriend in the back seat. He makes them make out, whatever, his girlfriend and a girl in the back seat. So he's watching them. He takes a right turn, and the idiot doesn't look up and just continues to hold the wheel right, barrels through a tree on a main street in Saugus, like a big giant oak tree, totals the truck.
Memorial.
It was Main Street.
Yeah, it's Frank Laconi Memorial Tree. We placed a stone there.
It's been gone. But anyway, the Saugus PD, being the good boys they were, saw his state champion's jacket and told him to run away. So they were like, just basically like, fucking beat it. What are you doing? And then, that's what the Patriots should be doing. I yelled at my cousin for fucking the state police arresting Aaron Hernandez. I said, what are we doing here? Doesn't anybody understand we're fucking going for Super Bowls? Like, we got things to fucking worry about here. Nick Jabril Pepper.
Hey, how
cocaine.
Is the tailgate?
How are you getting pinched for cocaine? You're a fucking New England Patriot. The tailgate was, I mean, it left something to be desired. I mean, what are we going to say here? I mean, Frankie's
fucking... What did Frank bring to eat, though? What did he bring?
What do we mean? We made steak and cheese. Frankie found I don't know how we knew it or whatever, but he found some cheese that's like what they use in Philly cheesesteaks. It's like a different type of American cheese. I don't know.
Oh, it's gross.
No,
it was elite.
Yeah,
The cheese is good.
Yeah, it was good.
No,
it was like a regular cheese. It wasn't like Cheese Whiz. It was like it was just an American cheese with a little bit different, a sharper taste. And then we had a cheeseburger or whatever. But we had a couple hundred Coors Lights. I got 3 in myself, and then Vince got 3 or 4 in.
I got 6.
We rolled deep. We didn't have any altercations in stadium, I don't think, in the 204.
No, nobody cares. Everybody's just dead.
It was a lazy game for everybody. And like I said, there was no pop. There was no pop until Drake May threw that pass. Everything was just, you know.
Yeah, I think, you're rolling like, there.
As I said, like, that was, I mean, that was the highlight of fucking at least a couple years. I mean, he had the Marcus Jones play. I give you that. Marcus Jones was probably, but that was 2 years ago, right? At this point.
Yeah, that was last year.
Was it that last year or last 2 years ago?
It was cold as shit. That was last year's cold as shit. And we, it was, wasn't the score like 3-3?
Yeah, something like that. And then they punted to Marcus Jones. He ran it back. It was the shit. I mean, that was probably, I'll give it that because that's a walk-off fucking punt return. I mean, you can't really beat that. But, yeah. No, it could have had to be 2 years ago because Marcus Jones was out last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it had to be 2 years ago. So, yep.
It was so cold. I'll never forget that. It was so fucking cold.
Were you at the
Penny? Yeah, Vince, we were there. We hugged that random old man after he returned it and his grandson.
Problem. I drank so much at the games. Like, I have no clear memory of anything.
Me and Vince had a sleepover. We had a nice little sleepover after the game. We came home and had some whiskey.
After, terrible decision.
We were having a little whiskey. The boys had whiskey, and my first official sleepover since Tyler threw up on my back was fun.
I had work the next day.
Yeah, not me. Couldn't be
because,
me.
Because my place of work does not respect Christopher Columbus for the brave Italian explorer that he
is. He's a brave Italian explorer, and in this house, he's a hero.
He's actually here in the United States Air Force. It's Indigenous People's Day, so I had the day off because we support the indigenous.
I'll tell you what, the town manager of Saugus Instagram something. He was like, trash is on a 1 day delay this week due to Indigenous People's Day. And I went tried to fucking comment, and he shut his comments off. I assume because he knows that he's Instagramming Saugus population because he had to shut the comments off.
Yeah, it was gonna get ugly in the comments.
The comments were gonna get ugly if they go to the Trump supporters. The MAGA signs were gonna come out fast. There would have been a MAGA flag on Town Hall. Well, anyway. Yeah, so the tailgate, I mean, left something to be desired. I mean, it rained a little bit after the game, so it kind of started sucking. But, you know, pregame was fun. During the
you
game
see the
was
May
fun.
Brothers? Huh? May brothers were all there. They all have to stick out like a big dick on a little kid. They're all like 6'10".
Oh, I'm sure they were in the clubbies. I mean, they weren't near us. We were out in the fucking...
Wait, what are you jerking off to, KP?
Nobody caught my bit. I was pretty fucking fired up about that one, and it went over the head.
I didn't even hear what you said. You're always fucking mumbling. Said, if your phone's not
didn't
vibrating,
see the May brothers. You didn't see the May brothers. They probably out like a big dick on a little kid. thought that was a good one.
That's like a southern fucking thing to say. I don't know. I was like a leaf on a maple, shaking like a leaf on a twig. All right, whatever.
Well, we can talk about greener pastures. The Hogs play Saturday. Fucking must win.
How about the Cuse not being ranked after another quality ACC victory on the road? Bullshit.
No respect. No respect.
Nobody wants to respect the Orange. They're going to have to come. The fucking Army and Navy are ranked. Who the fuck did they beat?
Bulls?
Yeah. 24 and like 25. Who did they beat? We've beat Georgia Tech. We've beat UNLV, both ranked. If they didn't fucking lose to Stanford on the last second field goal, we'd be fucking looking at the playoffs, babe. Good playoff vision.
The Hogs are staring the playoff right between the eyes here as a two-win team. Nobody needs to talk about
how does the ACC work? You have to win. I don't even know. I don't even know who's good. I don't know which division we're in the ACC. Like, I think maybe Pitt is good. I don't know if I'm in Clemson's division.
Clemson's good, Miami.
But there's two, and then you have ACC championship. I don't know, like, how who we have to beat to be in it. So I have to figure that out. But, you know, if I'm going to quit on the Syracuse Orange if they don't make the playoffs. I usually only care about them when they're in the playoffs. Because similar with the Celtics, if they're not in the finals, I really don't care about them. But I do love them when they're in the finals.
It's like you and the Bruins, too. None of us care about the Bruins till they're in the
playoffs. I just don't like – I mean, I don't like that I have to care about the Bruins so early. That's what I don't like right now. I thought the Bruins didn't start till February. I was just like, oh, why are they on now? It's preseason? Nope. It actually starts now. I just thought because the Patriots were bad, they started early. Annoying.
Oh, Rob Gronkowski went on Edelman's podcast.
They have their own podcast.
No, they have a new one together.
It's called Dudes on Dudes, which is a good name.
Wow. I hate Gronk. Is just he'd be a nightmare to hang out with. I think
he's not. He can't carry a podcast. Like, you need Edelman to do it. He's the only one with any. By the way, Edelman's becoming a zaddy with that gray hair. How about he's gone gray early. He's a Steve Martin-esque. He's Steve Martin-esque.
Oh, I do. It looks great. I get a new one every couple weeks. It seems like I got another gray. I'm just praying they come in. I think that's going to be my gray.
Would you go gray? But you'd have the great hairline like a Julian Edelman. Unless, yeah. Do you think Julian took a trip to Turkey with Tom? Or do you think that's on that?
I don't know, because I thought when he was younger, it was a little thinner.
Yeah, he might have. I mean, you might have got the Bosley. Welker wasn't mad at it. He used to do commercials, remember? Welker would do the commercials for the Bosley, and obviously Tom got the reconstruction. And then I'm sure Jules probably did. The man's a pee hound. He was fucking out there in the game. Has anybody caught Danny Amendola on the Dance with the Stars? Is anybody going to talk
about it?
Are you fucking...
I'm just seeing if you saw her.
I've been keeping up.
I watch him on the Instagram. I'm like, there's just no way that he's not banging that girl. I mean, there's literally less than a 0% chance that he's not banging that girl.
He freaked me out a little bit when broke up with... When he broke up with what's-her-name and... crazy lunatic.
Olivia Culpo. Maybe a top-tier moment, though, because he was dumped and he was in his feelings so hard that fucking Miss America or Miss Universe dumped him that he was, like, he was saying, like, how bad she was into Instagram and all that shit and how it mattered so much to her. And, like, she was always mad that he didn't post her, so he went on a rampage just posting shit about her. And then, remember he started saying, like, the sex was incredible. It was so embarrassing. It was, like, every second.
He's a loser.
Yeah, he is a loser. And then he was videos of him, like dancing and singing in the kitchen and shit. And then Julian Edelman just was like, dude. He was, like, in the comments, please put down your phone, Danny. Stop it. He had to delete his Instagram for, like, 2 years. It was that embarrassing. But he's still...
Edelman's our hero. Edelman is just the guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
He does everything I want better than me. Like, he's obviously an NFL player. He's best friends with Tom Brady. He's way better at podcasting than I am. There's just so many.
Never says a bad word about Bill.
No, and I would go to hands for Julian, honestly, and over most people. Like, Tom, obviously, but I'd go to hands over Jules because Jules is like, he's a North Shore. He seems like a North Shore guy to me. Like, he would just hang out at my house and we'd drink whiskey and play video games.
Where is he from? Shit.
From Cali, bubs. You don't know where Redwood City.
No Cal. What are you talking about?
He's from like right down the street. He used to date Jerry Rice's daughter. Do you know what kind of fucking swagger you have as a regular Joe to date Jerry Rice's daughter in high school?
He's what I'd hoped I would have become if I was like from being from California and coming to Boston. If I became like a famous athlete and a millionaire, like I'd hope I'd be that cool.
Dude, he's like, he grew up in Northern California. I'm sure he liked all those teams, but he's accepted as like literally the flag bearer of every Boston team. If you saw him at a bar in Charlestown, you wouldn't even bat an eye. You'd be like, wow, Julian's here. That's awesome. Like he just
loves the grind. Like no one loves the grind more than him.
Sit down next to him, have a pint and watch the Celtics in a fucking October game. And you'd be like, this is the best. Talk shit. One of my best stories ever, it was my cousin who was like kind of like my growing up, she was like my sister. She was always in my house, lived with me a lot. And she's tall. She's like 6'1", probably. She's she's in college going out. And Julian Edelman's having a party at like one of those new Seaport bars. And he's like literally got fucking Gladiator, like Joaquin Phoenix final say over like every single girl that comes upstairs. And he gave the thumbs down to my cousin. And she brought it up to me so many times. I was like, I'm sorry, but I love the story more than you can even believe.
Is this Gia?
Yeah.
Fucking she deserved a thumbs down.
She got
that.
A thumbs down, and I bought her a Julian Edelman jersey as a going away gift one year. Made me laugh.
I mean, he's surrounded by, it's not like a knock against Gia. He's just surrounded by top 10, like perfect 10.
I mean, there's only so much jewels that can go around. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure Amendola was up there slaying, too, and Jimmy Garoppolo. There was plenty. I mean, let my cousin fucking get in there. I mean, come on.
She'll take the third stringer here.
Yeah,
Tom Brady was the third stringer at one point.
Exactly. I mean,
we would have taken it.
I just remember that random... I love the image of Joaquin Phoenix throwing the thumbs down to Gia and telling her, you got to scram, kid. It's not going to work here.
Remember 2 years ago when that random broad started yelling at us because I made fun of James Ferentz? You remember that?
No,
that guy?
It wasn't me. It was because you were yelling at James Ferentz, and that was like his wife. It wasn't me.
It was his babysitter. She said it 10 fucking times.
Oh, babysitter. Fucking, she should have been playing fucking offensive line. Fucking size of her.
Yeah. Fucking fat bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I almost fought Bailey Zappi's dad last year, even though he didn't admit he was Bailey Zappi's dad. I'm sure it was. I wanted all the smoke with him. I mean, we've had some altercations. Like, I mean, there was no high school girl safe in the this week, but nobody came at us. They got the word out. Even though that girl was a season ticket holder, she didn't come find. She didn't search me out. Because me and the snake were ready to fucking throw hands.
I've been angry lately too. I was looking for.
Buddy, I saw you tweeting at like 6 a.m. this morning and said, oh, my guy has been in it deep.
That's a great line. I've been angry lately. Yeah.
I've been going at people's throats online all day.
He just tweets liberals, all liberals or something to Elon. He's in Elon's mentions. I loved it so much. It just popped up in my thing. I fucking just threw him the eyeball emoji. So happy.
It's my favorite follow on Twitter. I'll wake up in the middle of the night, can't go back to sleep. I just type in the snake's account, and I just start. There's some woods in there under.
That's hey. There's like a 40-year-old woman going. Hey, wood. I just turned 48. How do you think I look for 48? Just the snake just replying wood.
That's the best. That's the best.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, I don't think I've ever just tweeted anything of my own. It's just purely comments.
I love that though. A reply guy. I love a reply guy.
Hey, I had to. I always go to search because I'm like looking up. I'm like, where are all these tweets? Like, why am I missing them sometimes? And then you just go to the replies, and there's just a flurry of tweets in there.
Where is he? At Elon Musk. At Donald J. Trump.
I read a great one right before the pod came on. I was pissed my pants. I forget who you were talking to, but you were talking about liberals. I was like, you're the most ridiculous person of all time.
Did you see the SEC one I sent you?
Yeah, I sure did. Class of 2029.
she fired back at me.
Yeah, she came at your ass hard too.
I shut her down.
By the way, can we talk about Jimmy Carter voting? That guy's not alive at all.
I thought he was dead already.
That was another one of my tweets. I said that Kamala posted something. I said that, holy shit, Biden looks like shit since you guys ran up.
You're shadow banned for sure.
Buddy, yeah. Joe Biden, I hate to break it to you, Joe Biden's voting Trump, okay? He hates it. That was maybe one of the funniest lines in history of politics is when Donald Trump, which he's hit or miss, but he fucking, I know in the debate he was like, you know, didn't do great, but he said, and by the way, he hates her, by the way. I laughed out fucking loud. I think about it twice a day. He hates her, by the way. I guarantee you that him and his spiteful wife are voting Trump and they don't care.
Dr. Jill Biden, not
you think
his
Jill
wife.
Wants to take the back seat? She fucking wanted the crown.
Oh, Dr. Jill wanted to run this thing for 4 more years here.
For sure.
And you know what? I think it would have been better because of it.
She's going to vote. She's going to go DJT in 2024.
Donald J's going on football pods talking about getting tackled by low-income individuals that came from a bad background.
Did he say that?
He said word for word, I didn't much like playing tight end getting hit by a kid that had a rough upbringing in
Hey, trust me. We all been there, Don.
Oh yeah, that fucking news is all over it too. They're like, "What do you mean by that?"
You know what I goddamn mean. He could say whatever he wants. You know what he means.
They tried to shoot his ass like every other week. He could say,
can you just give him a minute? Trying to in between assassination attempts. Not to get too political here, but Drake May. Who do you think he's voting for?
I can go out on a limb. He's Carolina boy. He's going red. He's voting red for sure. Yeah.
And his whole state washed away in the last month, and nobody seems to remember.
That's pretty sad shit.
Huh?
It's pretty sad shit.
No.
Prayers up for those people. Prayers up for North Carolina.
How many people, like, that was all, so Western North Carolina, which touch, where's that touch? Tennessee?
Yeah.
It's just fucking, like, what is it? Like a river that overflowed? And just like,
yeah, it's the Appalachians.
It's just up in the mountains.
But how did it flood? Because there's like,
it just, it was flood. It's like floods and wind. Yeah, the rivers.
The rivers just flooded these towns, and like all the towns are just gone. They said like 300 people die, but it seems like all full towns are just missing.
There was a report of a militia attacking FEMA members. I'm like, oh, well, this seems like everything's going.
That's where that's where militia lives. By the way, North 100%. Carolina is like the I feel like that's where they make militias. Appalachia.
I drove through North Carolina once coming from like Tennessee over the mountains. We had to stop and get gas, and it was at night. We pull into the gas station, and there's just a Ford Expedition parked on the side, and a girl comes in. She buys two condoms and then just gets in the back seat of the Expedition. We're like, all right, well, this is fun. We're in a good place.
Two condoms.
The hooker in the park.
Who's the two guys? Because nobody's using that more than once. Good for her, though. She, you know, using safe sex. One time I was at KP's house when I was a little kid, and we went to, like, there's...
Whoa, where were you? I didn't know where you were about to go with this whole...
And then you... Well,
what do you mean? Fuck me. I was at his house when we were little kids, and there's nothing to do there. So we were like, the fuck? We're going to stare at this pond for the next week? And my mom was like, let's go to this place. Your mom also told us where it was. It was like some big outdoor amusement park that's, you know, probably 10, 20 miles away. Had no idea where the fuck I was. And we just drove down the street, and there was a big Ku Klux Klan billboard. I was like, oh, that's what's going on down here. That's the one thing I remember about.
The KKK board's still standing.
Is it still standing? Yeah.
It says,
they were recruiting heavily back in the mid-90s or whatever it was.
They meet every Tuesday night.
Is it like the Knights of Columbus?
No, it's like the Ku Klux Klan, the real one.
What do they do? Have they paid their dues? Like, what do they do down there? Is it like an old? It's basically like any old Italian club now up here. They got no members, but they're all just dying off. They give like their benefits to people with weak eyes. I don't know, an ITAM, but just for Southern guys.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't really have the bones they used to have. I mean, they're not burning crosses anymore. What are they doing? Just fucking hanging out in halls and drinking beer.
It's like when Papa Marty goes to the VFW. It's the same thing.
It's like a VFW, but it's just, you know, they wear the hoods. Do they still wear the goofy get-ups? David Duke, by the way, came out and he endorsed Jill Stein today, which I feel like was that was a step away from his norm. I was whatever. Hey, to each his own, David. He's a charter member of the Ku Klux Klan, if you might remember him, Kenneth.
I do not support the Ku Klux Klan. Let me get that out there before Reddit starts going about you.
Your dad was a Grand Dragon, though, wasn't he?
And it's the Grand Wizard, and that was my grandfather.
The Grand Dragon was a red one. I think the Grand Wizard is white. I think the Grand Dragon is red.
You see how little I know, Tony? You've talked a lot about the illegals moving into Saugus. What are you doing up there?
Times are tough. People need to be moved, and somebody's got to move.
That's why you've been tweeting about the Barmore video all day.
I've not tweeted about it once. I just found out about the video like 5 minutes before this podcast. I enjoy it. I mean,
is there any are they winning this weekend? I don't think they're winning this weekend.
I think they're winning.
I love how this cup podcast just goes down the worst fucking possible ways, and somebody has to go, okay, come on, guys. Let's bring it back to what we're supposed to be doing here. Yeah, I think they're going to win this week, actually, oddly enough. We don't have a lot of time. We got 3 minutes here. So, yeah, I think, oddly enough, they're going to win this week, and I think they're going to win Drake May's coming out party. I bet you they're going to win 28-10. They're going to shut down the Jacksonville Jaguars over the Atlantic, have a couple pints of Guinness, enjoy themselves. Somebody else is going to get arrested in the next week. I predict it to be...
Who's going to be arrested?
I'm going to predict it's going to be Brendan Schooler on a drunken disorderly. He's going fresh out of his new contract. He's going to be drunken in at the Big E's. That's still going on, Vince? Is he drunk over there eating corn dogs, getting shit-faced?
Big E ended.
Big E. Okay, he's not going to be there. He's just going to be in Worcester. at a college party, drunk and disorderly with a cowboy hat on.
All right, I gotta go. Bye.
Uh-oh. We got some.
Wait, can we go for a ride?
Christian Barmore just drove by. That
was, the schooler call came in.
Yeah, schooler. Goodbye, Brendan. It couldn't have been better. Who
what
do you
a
got,
life.
Kenneth.
Well, 8 a.m., we're going to have it with our tea. We're going to have a tea.
9:30 for men.
8:30 in the best time. I'll give the Central Times on that. It is the best time zone for football. It is.
You don't think Hawaii is pretty good when it's a 7 a.m. start for 1 o'clock games?
We did that. I remember doing that in the bar. You drank a bucket at 7 a.m.
You drink a bucket at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I've got...
under a minute. Hustle.
With a T, I've got Drake May coming out party. The defense only gives up 28 points, but we score 32. 32-28 Patriots.
You're drunk.
31.
16-13.
I love it.
I don't even know who's going to win, but it's going to be close, but I don't know. I'm not excited.
You got to get excited. Anyway, this thing's going to end. Thank you, boys.
See
ya, boys. We'll see you next week. And go Pats, go. As I always say, follow us on Twitter at Brady Disciple, at Malcolm Go Pod. The Reddit got very mean to me this week, and after I posted, said nobody wants to listen to this. It's behind a paywall. I accidentally posted the Patreon instead of the actual podcast. It's patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. You know, give a dollar. What's a dollar to anyone? And it's nothing. That's you can't even buy anything for a dollar nowadays. Help your friends out at the Malcolm Go Podcast. Been doing we're in the grind. I'm competing against the Julian Edelmans and the David Andrews of the world. A dollar a month, what's that? I mean, a kid's school lunch? School lunch is free now. You used to pay $1.25 for school lunch. Now you give it to me. Give it to your friend Tony. He needs it. If you want to email me, malcolmgopodcast@gmail.com, but there's really not much else to say. I mean, Patriots are looking up. You know, we went down a weird road here again in this one. I mean, until the Patriots are good, it's going to be going down weird roads, left and right. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, I'm in on Drake May. Tyler's going neggy. I don't like that. Vince was picking up one of the Patriots players. I don't know what he was doing. You could hear him screech off. Let's pray for his safe return. And, Kenneth is down flying airplanes, pretending he's in the Air Force. So... or whatever. I think he's in the Air Force. I don't even know anymore. He might be a fucking Navy SEAL for all I know. But anyway. Go Pats, go. See you next week.
Do your job! All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job! 7-8 months ago, right? All from this moment. It's about honor! It's about respect! We win this game, your honor!
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team
in the league! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.